And now we have a selection of letters from the past week's evening news. As usual, a wide range of topics are covered by the readers, but this week we begin with a letter from Dorothy Bowen of Blowfield Heath, who offers a big thank you to a true friend of many of our listeners. She writes, "On May the 26th, I had the privilege to be a part of a large congregation attending a wonderful Thanksgiving service in Norwich Cathedral, celebrating the life of a true son of Norfolk, Peter John Solomon Child. John, to all who knew him, was a mentor and a true friend to many of us who worked for and with him at the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind. John walked tall both in stature and reputation. He was director of the NNAB for 20 years until he retired in 2012 and led the association with strength and vision, pushing forward innovative services for visually impaired people of all ages throughout Norfolk. Under his leadership, the NNAB became known and respected all over the country, and indeed many other county associations sought his valued advice and support. On being awarded his MBE in 2011, John was quoted as saying that he believed, "NNAB as a team makes a massive difference to people's lives and treats people as we would like to be treated ourselves." Thank you, John, for being an example and an inspiration to us all. Since 2014, the NNAB has lost two true gentlemen who worked tirelessly for its cause, Chris Morlotway and John, and both will live long in our memories with grateful thanks and deep affection.
The recent vandalism at the memorial to Summer Grant recently is the subject of the letter from Thorpes and Andrew reader Doug Fulcher, who writes, "The reason the four boys with nothing better to do than trash the memorial to Summer Grant was due to the bravado of being in a group. On their own, I very much doubt if the thought of causing damage to this or any other memorial would occur to them. So separate them from each other, put them in the stocks in a public place for 1 hour, and the humiliation alone will probably effect a lifetime cure."
After a disappointing season at Norwich City, supporter Colin Burley of Toftwood welcomes the news of the recent appointments there. He writes, "I'm sure that, like me, Canary supporters are pleased that we now have a new head coach and assistant at Carrow Road. We all look forward to seeing what new players will be coming too. Last season was a complete letdown after the early success City had under Alex Neil, and for some reason there seemed to be players who were not putting their backs into the game for him. Sacking him from his position came far too late. For the majority of the games after his departure, the team played much better under the command of Alan Irvine, and had he more time, I believe Norwich would have achieved a playoff position. I wish Daniel Fark the best of luck with us and look forward to a much better season. In doing so, I'd like to wish Alan Irvine good luck wherever his future lies and thank him for his work at Norwich and for instilling a small bit of hope in our minds for what might have been a happy ending. On the ball, City."
Martin Richmond of Sheringham is somewhat irritated by a technique employed by some shops. He writes, "I can't stress how annoying it is that certain retailers have a policy in place where the till staff ask customers for add-on sales when you go through the checkout. If I wanted to buy these items, such as perfume or their great chocolate offers, I would have already picked them up during my shop. Am I the only one who finds this annoying?"
If you've ever had the need to visit our university hospital, either as a patient or a visitor, and you travel by car, you'll know that parking on site is a problem, to say the least. North Walsham reader Barbara Broom has found this and writes, "I have had reason to visit the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital during the last few weeks. As everyone knows, car parking is a problem, even with a blue badge. It occurred to me on my last visit that the grass areas and flower beds are a waste of space. Attractive though they may be, one does not stop to admire them on arrival and certainly cannot appreciate them when lying in bed. Perhaps the planner who designed them should pay some visits or take notice that none of the supermarkets have provided these. Just a thought."